observation, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Turning 2012, a year of prophecy. Well, good evening and welcome to this very, very special edition of The Information Where Unknown Forces Strike, The Edge of Ecology. And it's December 31st, 2011. We're right on the cusp of 2012. In fact, it's about 7 minutes to go on Greenwich Mean Time. That's in the south of England, where I am at the headquarters, or maybe it's an obscure outpost of our little operation here, which is not quite the level of Alex Jones and Alan Watt, but is gradually getting more and more supporters as the conspiratorial and paranormal subjects become ever more, I won't say popular, but grab the public imagination a great deal more. And of course, with the medium of computers now having moved on a great deal since the 1980s and 1990s, you know, it's not just a question of green lettering on a screen, you know, it's audio and video. We're able to put out stuff like this. We will be talking a lot in 2012 on the information about many subjects. The main calendar, of course, is a big one. Solstice next year, as it will be in about 5 minutes. It's 54:31 on my digital watch, which I just had made very accurate by going to a satellite signal when it updates the timing exactly on a pulse, so it should be extremely accurate. I've got ITV News there in the background. They're just showing us London with the big wheel, and it's 5 to 12 on Big Ben there. They're just showing us live on the ITV News. Now, we in the information will be talking throughout next year about all the subjects we'll be talking about. The main calendar, which ends at the winter solstice, 11:11 on the 21st of December 2012. So that's really just a little bit less than 12 months away, obviously, because the solstice doesn't exactly coincide with the end of the year, one of those awkward things that you always have to take into account. We've got fireworks going off here. I think it might be somewhere on a different time zone, Sydney. So there they go. They've got a lot of fireworks going off over the I think that's the bridge near the Opera House. I've got a black and white TV here, still on the analogue signal, that's going off in a month. So I'm feeling a bit entrenched. And this time next year, I won't be able to watch this on here. I'll have to get a digibox. But it's nice to see it one more time in the old-fashioned way. And of course, I've got Radio 4 on over on the hi-fi, which I hope to turn up at the right moment in about 4 minutes' time. I've got a book we're going to be looking at in a minute, and something else I'm going to bring to your attention over by my window, where it's a black and stormy night. There's rain pattering the glass. There's a couple of fireworks earlier went off. We may hear something at midnight, I don't know. But we're going to be talking a lot about the subject through the year. The main thing is featured very heavily in an excellent book by Jeff Stray, who was published by a friend of the information, Andy Thomas, who's meeting Changing Times meets in Burgess Hill, and we've recorded many talks there, and we put out over the last year or so. And Jeff Stray will obviously be really going around doing a lot of talks internationally about 2012. He's probably going to run out of things to say in 2013, I don't know. But you must remember, 2012 is only a gateway. It's not everything happens in 2012. It could be like the millennium, it falls a bit flat. And in fact, you must remember that 2012 is just an opening for a portal for things to happen. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on in this broadcast. But for the moment, we just want to either start celebrations. Well, there's not going to be many around here. I will have a glass of wine after doing this. But the whole thing is that it's a portal which opens up possibility. It's a time of change. So we've already in the change period. There's been a lot of things happening internationally. You know, the credit crunch, the European problems with money, all the various Occupy protests, and an awakening perhaps that certainly things aren't working well in the system as we've been given it. But whether that's quite the same as knowing an enlightened answer can be discussed, because there's a lot of cynicism too in the mainstream media about anything alternative. You know, the BBC will always give the mainstream view of everything and to put down conspiracy researchers and stuff. So although they'll talk about 2012 and go on about silly things like the world's going to end and kind of make fun of it a bit, even they have to say that, you know, there's a lot of protests and things going on in society, things are changing a lot, and everyone kind of agrees the system doesn't work, but they may not really be radically giving answers. And a book like Jeff Stray's, which we'll be looking at in a minute, outlines all sorts of different ways of looking at this. I'm going to leave that subject for the minute, or we'll run into the actual event and talk over it. We've got a minute and a half. I'm just going to turn the radio up so we might get Big Ben coming over on the speakers in glorious stereo. Hold on. Well, there's something there on the radio, back end of some drama. Hold on. I'll just turn it down for the minute. I haven't got an assistant here. I'm staggering around. Well, we're down to the last minute. Well, it'll soon be striking midnight, they're telling us on TV. And then what we'll do, I'm going to draw your attention to something interesting by the window, which I'll talk about in a minute. We'll watch the fireworks over there, and we'll try and get Big Ben on the hi-fi system. I think my brother, who is part of this operation, is out at a social event. We will be talking very soon about these subjects. And I'm stuck in doing this, which is actually something I decided to do, because I've got a few issues going on at the moment in business and stuff. So it's been rather nice to actually be able to take a view of this live and almost feel like I'm putting out a live broadcast. Here we go. It's actually the first strike is the actual moment.
This is BBC Radio. It's midnight.
Well, there you go on Radio 4. We've got fireworks around Big Ben, which looks fantastic in glorious black and white here. I don't hear much going off outside the back of my window. Maybe there will be. You might hear the rain pattering on the glass. It looks very, very dark and forbidding out there. All the fun's happening on TV second hand, as often happens in life with the media. They do this every year now, these fireworks. I mean, it used to be just jumping in a fountain at Trafalgar Square, and I think since the millennium they've made it a kind of a constant thing. Every year you get these fireworks and it's all kind of whoopee time. But again, you know, unless they're going to refer to 2012 specifically, it's no particular year. You know, it's not a millennium or a decade.
On behalf of everyone here at Broadcasting House in London,
it's just the a very happy new year. Radio 4 broadcast. We're just going to turn that one down now, I think. OK, well, that's Radio 4, and we just got a bit of the TV here. Very spectacular stuff going off over the, not the Millennium Wheel, it's the London Eye, they call it. You may hear a few real fireworks outside the window. Well, looking at my window, I can see myself reflecting in the glass, which is pitch black, otherwise the rain pouring down or dripping down. I've got a postcard here, and it says, 2012, join us, celebrate, a year of epic accomplishment in Scientology style. This is actually a very big postcard that popped through the door the other day. It's for, I won't name him here, an ex-tenant of this apartment block where I live on the south coast of England. And it says on the back, celebrating Scientology style at the New Year's event 2012. All are welcome. Saturday, December 31, 2011. Actually, we've missed it. We should be there now. Celebrate a year of epic accomplishment, entertainment and refreshments. Reserve your seat now. Don't expect it's cheap. Don't let anyone miss out. We have. Bring your family and friends. For details on time and location, contact. And it's in the United Kingdom. So they've probably got these going on all over the world. Come to New Year's Day Open House. Set your postulates for the new year, blah, blah, blah. And it's come all the way from Hollywood Boulevard, Los Angeles, which is quite nice of them to send it to the tenant who's moved out. Fantastic panorama on the front. It's a city, probably LA, I'm not sure, with various landmarks from all around the world, you know, photoshopped into it. You've got the Statue of Liberty, Big Ben, I think that's the Kremlin. Another building, maybe, it's not the Taj Mahal, I'm not sure, the Sydney Opera House, all in one fictional city, pyramids in one corner as well, and fireworks going off. It actually looks like a sort of photo collage of what I'm seeing on the TV in front of me, which you can just hear in the background there happening in central London. So you've got almost kind of predictive programming here is what's going to happen, and then we've got it on the TV, which is pretty interesting. So Scientology is coming for a lot of criticism, and the V for Vendetta mask has been used a lot of various demonstrations against it, and has recently been picked up by the Occupy protesters, of course. There we are. Okay, you may just hear that. Right, we've got the fireworks going off. I'm going to turn that down now because that's a bit distracting. We may hear a few real fireworks out the window. The guy who designed the V for Vendetta mask, or at least he drew the comic book V for Vendetta, which appeared in Warrior, a weekly comic that came out in the early 1980s. A guy called David Lloyd actually lives about half a mile down the road. He's a friend of mine. He's not really into conspiracy stuff, but he's a decent guy. He likes to talk about politics sometimes. That's usually when we have arguments. Maybe we'll try and talk to him sometime. I'm just going to go across now here to my desk where we've got... I'm going to see how much time we've got to go. I can't tell from that. Okay, sorry, it's all a bit casual this evening because we're doing it live or putting it out as live for no editing. I've got here a book by Jeff Stray talking about these subjects, The Ultimate Guide to 2012 Prophecies, Beyond 2012, Catastrophe or Ecstasy. And as I said at the start in the title of the talk, Turning 2012, A Year of Prophecy. And what Jeff does, he doesn't actually say anything particular is going to happen, but actually does write at the end. And he reckons, if I give the ending away, that the pineal gland could be part of this opening and letting us see higher frequencies. We just go inside. He's got huge contents of stuff here. It's dedicated to the memory of Terence McKenna and John D. Stray, and published by Vital Signs Publishing. That's Andy Thomas's company. And I would, highly recommend you get a hold of this if you want an overview of the whole 2012 subject. The contents: ancient calendars and prophecies, Maya tribal prophecies, Oriental Asian calendars, the I Ching, Abrahamic religions. In part two, sunspot cycles are covered, and astronomical claims, alternative archaeology, geomagnetic field, ice circles, fringe science, shamanism. We had a very good talk at the meeting recently in Burgess Hill by a guy called Jez Hughes, The Shamanic Path, which the information will or may have already put out. It was certainly recorded. Altered states, UFOs and ETs, crop circles, they all have things to do with 2012 in them. Indicators, or maybe 2012 predicts them, or there are signs in the crop circles of things that point to this period of change. There's a little bit on secret government, Nostradamus and the New Age as well, and then some looks at analysis, synthesis and prognosis, which is the outlook and, in a way, the conclusions that Jeff comes up with. We're just going to flip through the pages, just randomly alight on a few items. Painted by Hieronymus Bosch, Entrance to the Celestial Paradise. Again, this is an impression, almost like an afterlife going through a birth tunnel. And various symbols here. The chakras, which again are often referred to in esoteric lore, the chakra points. Images of Egyptology. The graph here, global annual earthquake total, which again, these various cycles all come together, and this is what Jeff's really doing. He's going through many, many different traditions and finding many cycles that all coincide, and all coincide in 2012. And sometimes the calculations have been a bit either side of that, but the general idea is that they pretty much tie up. And this book is a whopper. I mean, how many pages are we talking about here? Well, 340, and they've, very densely packed information, tons of appendixes at the back. And I've read the whole thing, and as I said, it leads you through all these different ideas coming together, and it is very much that sort of coming together in a time where we seem to have reached a point where the general consensus is, like I was saying earlier, that things aren't going very well, and quite what the answer is, we're not entirely sure. And anyway, Jeff's not saying he absolutely believes any one thing. His general idea is this pineal gland thing, and that's a gland that's on your forehead and is sometimes sort of as the all-seeing eye. And of course, the Illuminati use that on the eye and the pyramid symbol, and that is seen as a bad thing, which it may well be if used in a bad way. And it could be that our sort of astral bodies awaken and we can see higher frequencies in this time if an alignment with the galactic center, if you go into that way of looking at things, the 26,000 year 13 Bacton cycle ends and brings us into alignment with something where we may get cosmic rays open this pineal gland. I'm looking at here a replica of the golden sun disk of, don't ask me to pronounce that word, Coric Cancha, seen here on display in the Museum of Anthropology, Lima, Peru. Again, it's a beautiful stylized sun. And I do think the sun and eclipses are also sometimes a symbol of the all-seeing eye. And it's impossible to really cover such a huge subject. But a book like this, it really does open up a whole way of looking at subject in a way that is not putting too much of an interpretation on it, but is allowing you to kind of take in all the different traditions and the various symbols and seeing how they all coincide. And you know, obviously I think many years ago I used to think that a lot of the awakening would be a bit more dramatic than maybe it has been, you know, that it does sometimes seem that we're not really getting the great results we wanted. The various Occupy protests have been good, but they tend to be very kind of political. I mean, the V mask, for example, is taken by the left and right wing. And, you know, anyone could kind of claim it. It's almost a kind of an ink blot and you can project onto and see what you want to see in it. I mean, it's a kind of Guy Fawkes, Guido Fawkes image. But the original comic book was a kind of fascist future, and V was a fighter against that, so I suppose he could be a left-wing character. We'll just move back to the window here because we're getting a few fireworks in the distance there. I'm not seeing any great flashes of light. We may just pick up a bit of the sound. Yeah, it's you can hear something over there. There were some big flashes the other night. Someone let a load off next door and they're kind of I can see them reflected in the window. But I can't see any light at all here. It's completely black. You just hear a little bit. But, yeah, the V thing, it's quite a political way of looking at the world. And I think that's what I get from these Occupy protests. I don't really see that they're taking on the more esoteric side. They're probably not looking at the David Icke stuff and or the Alex Jones, Alan Watt stuff, which is not as New Agey, certainly isn't New Agey in the case of Alan Watt. And Alex Jones tries to be more inspiring, but it's certainly conspiratorial in its view. They don't look at that stuff, you know, they just really want to start new political parties and things like that, or have kind of anarchist collectives that can just end up falling out. I know the one in London by St Paul's, there's been problems there with it turning into a kind of a drunk type place. We have one in Brighton here, Occupy Brighton, that unfortunately got destroyed by the weather rather than anything more sinister. But even so, you know, it didn't really, you couldn't go down there and find much evidence of this way of thinking, you know, the conspiratorial worldview, and certainly not any sort of esoteric worldview to do with paranormal, if you want to call it paranormal, or you know, the stuff that David Icke would come out with, for example, would be completely laughed at, really, and you know, wouldn't even be thought of as a valid thing to look at. But I didn't see any evidence particularly of the kind of Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com way of thinking either. So, you know, it could be that the coming together of these things is going to happen. It may be that we're still running parallel a little bit. You know, there's groups of us who are looking at these areas, information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology. It was very deliberately written back in the 1990s when it was started as a magazine. That phrase was very carefully worked out. It was trying to bring together the ecology side with the conspiratorial side or paranormal side, bring them together, unknown forces and the edge of ecology. So if you were doing stuff to do with ecology and the environment, you would then be looking at the other side, the more conspiratorial, paranormal side. And then I didn't want their conspiratorial, theoretical side not to be taking practical action, which they might do by getting involved in environmental stuff. And it could be we've got a schism again, trying to bring things together again a bit more. And hopefully that's what 2012 might be. But, you know, it's very early in the morning and early in 2012. And those fireworks out my window are not that impressive either compared to the ones on TV. So maybe I'll sign off here and have that glass of port I've got waiting in the other room. And I'm sure we'll get to talk about this a lot more very soon.
Where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.